sleep, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends! Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. Glad you're joining me today. And if you didn't come to yesterday's show, we had such a great time. I just love the people that show up on my Tuesday, Thursday shows. They are hilarious. I mean, Professor Craig Muttley got me to laugh, like belly laugh. He dethroned Wendy Wilde. So you guys got to come back into the shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're amazing. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. We're here Tuesday, Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. Now, folks, this is an announcement just for the Arizona audience. The rest of you, the times are not changing. They're going to be the same. But if you live in Arizona, you guys know we don't change our time. So starting March 9th, my Monday, Wednesday, Friday show is going to air at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, Thursday, it's going to air at 11 a.m. We're going to be on Pacific time starting March 9th. So if you are my Arizona audience, mark your calendars because the daylight savings is occurring March 8th. So if you guys change your times, March 8th is when you change your times. The daylight savings begins on March 8th. So Arizona people, just know, it's not going to be the regular time that you've been watching me. Everybody else, same time, 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rumble, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rumble. Just my Arizona audience. By the way, speaking of announcements, I offer a weekly newsletter. If you haven't been getting my newsletter, go sign up, theambermayshow.com. Theambermayshow.com, hit the sign up button and sign up for my weekly newsletter. I don't spam you. Just provide you a weekly newsletter, so go sign up for that. And I wanted to talk about one other thing before we get started on today's show, because we're going to be talking, obviously, Epstein, the Clintons going in front of the Epsteins. And yesterday's episode, I also talked about how it's collapsing. You know, yes, the evidence has been destroyed. Anna Paulina Luna was on a show and said that, and I've been telling you guys that. You guys know that the evidence has been destroyed. So of course they're not going. No heads of state. No. Is going to face jail time, because you had princes, you had prime ministers, you had presidents, you had high officials in government, you had billionaires all playing nefarious games with Jeffrey Epstein and Pizzagate with Hillary Clinton. So naturally, they're going to destroy the evidence. But their names being in the Epstein file has fallout consequences. We talked about that yesterday, and I have more on that today. But I wanted to let you know that Patriot Mobile offers a guest phone, and it's called Mark 37. So if you would like to get a ghost phone, and what I mean by that is a privacy-first phone experience. It's designed for stronger privacy and everyday protection, paired with Patriot Mobile's dependable nationwide services. So what that means is it's built on a Google Pixel that has been carefully re-engineered for privacy and security without the built-in surveillance of Apple or Google. A strong defaults to help limit tracking, reduce unwanted exposure, extra layers of security for browsing, messaging, and app use. Patriot Mobile operates on all three major US networks. So if you are interested in getting a ghost phone, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber or call 972-PATRIOT. Let them know Amber sent you. You can get your ghost phone plus a free month of cell phone service. So go check that out. Well, I have a lot to get to. We have a short period of time to do so. But remember, sign up for my newsletter at theambermayshow.com. Don't miss a beat. You don't want to miss anything. So here we go.
On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright. Holding the line in this endless fight. On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition of the Amber May Show. Glad you're here. Thanks, chat, for joining in today. I love my chat. They're so good. They come up and they support me on every episode. If you've been a longtime viewer but haven't been part of our friend circle, come on over to the chat, say hello. We are so blessed that Dan Nunn raids into our program Monday, Wednesday, Fridays when he's on air. Lately, you just never know. You know, yesterday he wasn't on air because of his dog. So right now it's like moment by moment. Let's pray for him and his dog. You know, pets, they're something else, right? They're not just an animal. I mean, when you have a dog or a cat or, you know, a pet, it's like a member of the family. So when one of your family members gets very sick and it's not looking like the dog's going to have a long lifespan. So be praying for Dan and Terry Nunn as they have to travel through this. I mean, I remember when we put our dogs down. Ugh, it's horrible. It was horrible. Yeah. So guess what? I don't know if you want to call this good news or what. I'm not sure. But I like when people who have not done what they needed to do, they're going to office, they're supposed to enforce laws. That's what the executive branch does, right? You have the judicial branch that interprets the laws, making sure they're constitutional. You have the legislative branch that creates the laws. Then you have the executive branch that's supposed to enforce the laws. Well, a lot of fraud was found in Minnesota. So according to townhall.com, Minnesota lawmakers file articles of impeachment against Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Ellison. Now, remember, the attorney generals are top cops of their state. If they're not enforcing the laws, then who's going to do it? Police officers can only gather evidence. They can detain and arrest and put someone in jail. Then the judge, they have 24 hours to go in front of a judge. And then the judge can set bail terms or not bail terms. But it's up to the attorney generals and the county attorneys to prosecute the criminals. And when you're a top cop of your state is not enforcing law and not going after fraudsters, then how do the people get justice? How did the people get justice? All of us have been affected by Minnesota because all of our money goes to the federal government and then they disperse it for all the federal funds, right? So every single one of us is affected by this. And it's made our cost of living very expensive because all of these people across the state, California, Minnesota, all these other states, right? Their fraud is affecting us. You don't think just because it happened in California or Minnesota or wherever, name the state, it's not affecting us. Of course it is. Of course it is, because they're victims and you have to somehow get more money, right? Because people are defrauding and stealing. So what are they going to do? Get more money from us. So Minnesota lawmakers have filed articles of impeachment against Attorney General Keith Ellison and Governor Tim Walz, state reps Drew Roach, Ben Davis, and Mike Weiner. Aren't you glad? Like for me as a female, I'm glad if my name was Amber Mae Weiner, I would be glad at the day that someday I could marry and you hope like when you marry, your name changes to be better. Could you imagine? God bless that guy in high school, Weiner, right? He'd get all the jokes. Of Minnesota Freedom Caucus. Oh, that is so nice to know. We have a Freedom Caucus here in Arizona. It's nice to know that there's a Freedom Caucus in Minnesota. Filed the documents. The lawmakers allege that the leaders are allowed state residents to commit rampant fraud, which is true. Criminals allegedly stole about $9 billion worth of benefits across 14 benefit programs meant to help feed hungry kids, help kids with autism, help families find housing. So this week, Vice President J.D. Vance announces that the federal government is freezing $259 million in payments to the state's Medicare program until it complies with fraud investigations. So here we go. I didn't pre-watch this when I was show prepping, so I'm sorry. But I should have.
Hey, folks. Representative Drew Roach here. Here with my other colleagues from the Minnesota Freedom Caucus, here to do the work for the people.
Representative Ben Davis, folks, and in my hands, I have articles of impeachment against Attorney General Keith Ellison. As I'm sure you're aware, he had the Feeding Our Future fraudsters in his office doing an alleged quid pro quo. He's not fit for office.
Representative Mike Weiner, impeachment articles for the fraudster in chief, Tim Walz, holding politicians accountable, holding him accountable for the massive amount of fraud in the state of Minnesota, estimated $9 billion taxpayers' money that is being wasted. Go, ready to drop this.
That's awesome. Way to go, guys. That's awesome. So you know what? Even in the midst of all the bad that happens in all the states, there are always a remnant of good people trying to fight for faith, family, and freedom, right? There's always people, no matter where you are, with all the myths, and even in the swamp, right? There are still good people trying to fight to keep laws in order, to keep criminals out of, you know, our way and behind prison bars. There's always somebody fighting for us somewhere, some way. So just remember that. So yeah, that's some good news that we could all use. So yeah, we're going to see, hopefully that impeachment goes somewhere. Now, I don't know. It's a heavy Democrat state now. You know, they do it with fraud, right? Once they capture your state, that's it. But I say we solved this yesterday on yesterday's problem episode. We solved it. If you live in a state that's dominated by Democrats, like someone was running for city of Phoenix mayor here in Phoenix, I said, you have to run as a Democrat. We need to start doing what they do. They run their rhinos. We need to start running our dinos. That's the only way we're going to take back these states. And then we can start imposing conservative values and start voting with the Republicans, and they will start losing power. But none of us on our side have decided to run as dinos, and we need candidates to run as Democrat in name only and start taking back the states like New York, like Colorado, like Washington, like Oregon, like California. Name the state and start running your candidate. If you want to run for office and you are in one of those big states, run as a dino. That's how we're going to win this back. I just thought this information was important for you guys to know. Ford's doing a massive recall right now. 4.4 million vehicles are affected, according to CBS News. And so the vehicles that are affected are F-250 Super Duties. The years are 2022 through 2026. Ford E-Transit, 2026. The Ford Lincoln Navigators from 2022 to 2026. Ford Expeditions, 2022 through 2026. Ford Mavericks, 2022 through 2026. Ford Rangers, 2024 through 2026. And the Ford F-150, 2021 through 2026. If you have those vehicles, they are being recalled right now. And to learn more about that, you can go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to find out more. So I just want to share that news with you. We talk about narratives all the time on the show, and narratives are, unfortunately, they know, the people at the very top of the echelon, the globalists, the people that pull all the strings, they know that we are so busy on our hamster wheel trying to make ends meet because they've made it so difficult for us, right? Things are more expensive than they've ever been before. And we're constantly spinning our wheels, especially if you're raising kids, because the kids also have more of a social life oftentimes than the parents do. And sometimes I have to go to my daughter and be like, does this date work for your schedule? Half kidding. She has sports, and then, you know, sometimes her friends and her want to go out. So yeah, I have to make sure that I didn't already tell her yes, that she could do something that we didn't already have it on the books. But you know how it is. You've been raising kids. You know what it's like. Hamster wheel, right? So it's so busy. So the only thing that people get are these little sound bites. And the only thing they get are information from what we always talk about are the trusted sources. And so here's a montage. And Stephen Davis, who's been on the show before, I met him at AmFest. He posted this montage about the narratives. He said, there are narratives and then there's truth. My advice, ditch left-if narratives and seek the truth. And he is one that did that. We had this whole, I hope you'd go back to watch that episode we did, Stephen Davis and I. And he talked about that, how it wasn't until he started doing his own research. Now I noticed like a lot of the people, a lot of the lefty women were always going, do your research. What do you mean do your, I just want to ask them, but I'm not in the space where I want to fight with them. because I really don't think anything I'm going to say is going to change their mind. You know, I always go back to Yuri Bezmenov, and he says, no matter how much evidence you put in front of them, they're never going to believe you. So I feel like, why am I wasting my breath on something that's not going to be fruitful? But they're always like, do your research. I want to say, what research? You mean CNN, MSNBC, that research? You mean the research from them that spew all these lies? So let's watch this montage of the narratives and see for yourself.
Democrats have started to go, they're more moderate on immigration.
But we have to abolish ICE. We have to abolish the Customs and Border Patrol in the way that they currently exist.
You don't hear them so much talking about, you know, progressive immigration policies.
We really need to, as soon as we get the gavels back, we have to dismantle DHS and ICE and CBP.
Because people understand that Democrats have lost trust on that issue.
Whoa. Sochi, abolish ICE.
Democrats are not for abolish ICE. I'm sorry. They're not.
That's where your party
that
is.
That is not where the party is at all.
This is, it's where your candidates are, and it's where the candidates who are winning primaries are right now.
I will say, in my home state of Texas, what you will hear from candidates there is essentially that the border must.
What's Jasmine Crocker going to say?
That's what she is saying.
They are turning us into Nazi Germany by saying they're going to go door to door. They are going after people because of their accent or the color of their skin.
The border must be secure, and that we
abolish
need to do everything
ICE.
To keep people.
That's the baseline of Democrat.
That
position.
Is not the baseline of Democratic.
If
position.
You polled it right now, does anybody here doubt
actually,
over half Democrats
I've
would,
seen,
would say?
I've seen the Democratic polling. The Democratic polling right now says that people are not for abolishing ICE, and neither are Democrats.
Since when? Since when are they not for abolishing ICE? Have we not been talking about this ad nauseum, about all the crazies that are going after the ICE agents? Since when? Like, so they're trying to, they lie. Scott Jennings had it right. Since when? That's what they've all been preaching at the top of their lungs. We've been playing the clips on the show, right? We've been playing the clips. And so here we talk about the how six companies control all the media. You know, it's just a handful of people that control all the media that we get. We talk about that. Now, is it going to be even less? I'm not sure. But Paramount wins bidding war for Warner Brothers after Netflix withdrew. So Paramount will now own CNN, CBS, HBO, MTV, Paramount, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, Showtime, TNT, TBS, Adult Swim, and more. Now, I'm going to share this with you because I think this... you can see it. This gives a pretty good illustration of so much content. And we think we have all these choices out there, but look who's going to own it at the end. One company. One company is going to own all this media. So when they say, do your research, what do you mean by do your research? Are you looking at left-wing news and right-wing news? Are you critically thinking about what they're saying versus what facts are out there? Like, I don't know what you mean by do your research, because when all you spew out is the same talking points as MSNBC and CNN. And look, that's a lot of content from one organization. That's why I say, you know, these decentralizing of power is so important so that truth can come out. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the iconic rep group Salt and Pepper. Now, I know Kelly knows them. I know Salt and Pepper. Push it. Push it real good. She's going to talk about the occult Satanists that are performing rituals and the current controls that are in government and the music industry. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to hear from her in just a little bit. So that's what we're going to do. And here we go. Hey, friends. If you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella. And you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray is super easy. Kobe Bites. These are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin
And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe Vites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, I'm General Mike Clint, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. She's wonderful.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in broadcasting and podcasting world, and I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro, and what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer lower prices. And don't forget promo code Amber at checkout. And now we return to the show already in progress. You guys for being here today on the Amber May Show. I love the chat. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate you. You guys, I love your support. I want to thank you guys for being here on every episode. I appreciate you very, very, very much. Nice. I appreciate Dan. He, like I said earlier, he raids into us when he does a show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We try to raid into him on Tuesday or Thursday. I also have to raid into the Faith and Freedom Network on one of those days. And then we write into the Michael Schwartz Show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's really nice. We have this great Rumble family, and some of us are going to get together at AmFest in December. So if you want to join us, you can get your ticket in December for AmFest. And then I got this in the mail this week. It's wonderful. It is so wonderful. This is from rncstore.com/AmberMay. And it's the skin renewal lotion. My skin is so, so dry. And this stuff has been great. I like the Lux oil, and you guys see me use that on here. But what I love about this is it's hydrating, it's nourishing, it supports my skin renewal. It's clean, it's gentle, it's not oily. It helps give me that youthful appearance. So get your bottle. If you need lotion, get some of this. This is amazing. And you can rncstore.com/AmberMay. Plus, I made the announcement. If you're not on my newsletter, I send out a weekly newsletter. Go to theambermayshow.com, sign up for my newsletter. You're not going to want to miss that. And also, I'm trying to grow the show. If you know a business that wants to sponsor the show, advertise, please email me at theambermayshow.com. Go there, email me, let me know about a business. I'm also trying to really expand, but I need help. I either need the advertiser dollars or I need monthly support. So if you could go to theambermayshow.com and hit that donate button and help me get on radio stations across the nation, that would be wonderful. Appreciate you. Or pray that God opens doors for me. That would be great. That's free. That won't cost you anything. And neither does the newsletter. Signing up for the newsletter doesn't cost you anything. Okay, let's hear from Salt and Pepper herself about the narratives about the satanic cult and other stuff.
Hey y'all, so the cat's out the bag. I've been studying this type of thing for years, but you can't really talk about it because people will think that you're crazy. So now we know Satanists and Luciferians run the world. Second Corinthians, it describes that Satan is the god of this world. That they own the government, politics, Democrats and Republicans, the court system, the education system, the banks, the Federal Reserve, real estate, farms, Hollywood, what we watch, music, what we listen to, media, what we believe, sports, big pharma, everything. We pay their taxes, we work their jobs, we buy their houses, we don't own anything really, because even if we paid for a house outright, if we miss paying taxes one time, they can take the home. We've been pitted against each other like crazy forever. Black versus white, rich versus poor, men versus women, Democrats versus Republicans, Muslims against Christians. We fight over narratives that they've created to keep us divided while they're doing whatever they want. Hunting, killing, sexually assaulting, sacrificing, torturing, cannibalizing, yes, cannibalizing, and organ harvesting our children. Grooming them and over-sexualizing them, teaching them inappropriate things in school. They start wars and they tell us it's this country or that country, or it's this religion who's our enemy. And our kids go to war to defend lies. They fund both sides of the war and make billions of dollars while our family members are sacrificed. We have been bamboozled beyond our wildest dreams. Everything we've been fed is a lie. So what do we do? If you're like me, like, okay, we got the information, but what do we do? We can't impeach the president because that's up to Congress. The only power we have is our dollars, our prayers, and our voices. Some people will laugh at that, but when it comes to their God, they're on their job. They pray to their God, they worship him, they murder, assault children, make blood sacrifices. They are very dedicated to making sure their God is pleased with them. We can stop feeding the beast with our dollars. When things are exposed, we can stop giving them our money. I'm not telling you who you should buy from or where to spend your money, but I do encourage you to investigate the companies you patronize. Find out who they are, what their practices are, what their beliefs are. I know we love certain brands, but do we know their history? Who owns your bank? Is there another place that you can put your money? Because if they decide, they can close the banks whenever they want, or they can freeze our accounts if we don't comply with their narrative. They're purposely poisoning our water, air, and food. So support your local farmers if you have access. I know everyone doesn't have access. I understand that. Buy fresh, real food. Buy land if you can. Grow food if that's in your heart. Even this information we've been exposed to, I think it's designed to see what we will do. This information can make us feel helpless and depressed and even more complacent, giving them even more control to usher in their new world order, their one world government, one currency, one world dictatorship where we have no rights at all. So we can refuse digital ID, we can support smaller venues, we can spread and share information. If we can, we can homeschool our children. Support local farmers, it's healthier, it's cleaner, get back to eating whole foods. If you can, try and go direct to consumer. And according to Revelation, yes, we are being led to a choice, right? It talks about the mark of the beast in Revelation 13, 16, through 17. You can read it for yourself, but that's basically where this is all headed, and it's unfolding right in front of us. There'll be a time that we won't be able to buy or sell unless we take the mark. Can you imagine one world government, one religion, one currency, total dictatorship, total control? Let's do what we can. Spread information, and God bless you guys.
Wow, that was pretty amazing from her, a celebrity. She's kind of like Nicki Minaj, trying to point out all of the cultism, the Satanism within the music industry. I mean, she was right about everything she said. Not to change subjects, Representative Joel Fitzgibbon apologizes for drinking alcohol before committee work concluded. This is coming from Comonews.com. And here's more on that story.
Stunning apology from one of Washington's top lawmakers after he admits he was intoxicated on the job. The State House Majority Leader Joe Fitzgibbon admits he was under the influence while voting on the budget. Good evening. I'm Molly Shen.
And I'm Preston Phillips. The West Seattle Democrat was in a House Appropriations Committee hearing at the time. Combo senior reporter Chris Daniels has the video, reaction, and more from Olympia.
Joe Fitzgibbon is no stranger to Olympia. First elected in 2011, he's risen to the high-profile position of House Majority Leader, and he is now also admitting that he was under the influence during key budget discussions. Inside the House Appropriations Committee meeting on Wednesday, Representative Joe Fitzgibbon could be seen slumping, perhaps sleeping, as his colleagues negotiated budget terms. And then he spoke.
That the people that we are working to represent, the people that we are working to lift up and support, don't always have a voice in this process.
Fitzgibbon's delivery appeared to alarm his Democratic colleague, State Representative Larry Springer, sitting to his right, as the disheveled House Majority Leader continued.
Decisions of the legislature.
And that was all before he took a key vote.
Fitzgibbon. Aye. Fitzgibbon votes aye.
The contrast was startling, given Fitzgibbon's usually buttoned-up approach.
We expect the number of tax reductions in the bill to increase.
And his frequent appearances before reporters as a House leader. Fitzgibbon admitted he was under the influence during that hearing and budget vote in a statement writing, I deeply regret and apologize for the fact that I consumed alcohol before the work of the Appropriations Committee was complete, and the result was obvious. This was a serious mistake for many reasons. Being impaired in that situation was harmful to my work and to my coworkers. This was a painful and embarrassing lesson, one I won't forget, and I will not put myself and others in this situation again in the future. Again, I apologize. Ed Orca is the House Finance Committee ranking minority member.
Well, I'm disappointed that he would be doing that. I think the people in our state expect us to be there, to be alert, be listening to their concerns, and be advocating on their behalf. And I don't think if you're under the influence of alcohol that you can do that as effectively.
Fitzgibbon was back in the office and in the hearing room, appearing a bit different, with little explanation about what may have led to the stumbling speech in front of the state legislature. Fitzgibbon did not immediately respond to an interview request, and it is not immediately clear if he'll face any sort of punishment for his actions. For now, in Olympia at the state.
It's sad. That is very sad. You know what? If you showed up to a private sector job like that, your butt is terminated, but a politician can show up intoxicated to work where they're making major decisions for either the state or the nation, and they just get away with it. It's really disgusting. So here's some good news. I mean, they say, oh, there's no voter fraud. There's no evidence of voter fraud. Well, in Monroe County, three women were indicted for voter fraud. Oh, so you mean there is voter fraud? What?
First tonight, voter fraud allegations rocking a small town in South Alabama. Three people arrested, accused of filling out bogus absentee ballots.
That's a story we broke on all of our digital platforms this afternoon. Our Natalie Williamson has your late reporting from Frisco City in Monroe County.
Natalie, the accusations are related to last year's municipal election there.
That's right, Lanice and Cameron. The three women were arrested today for voter fraud in connection to the Frisco City municipal election last August. This big development follows a lawsuit that was filed, which also alleges wrongdoing in the August election.
Tonight, election cheating allegations in small town Alabama. Three women accused of rigging a bunch of absentee ballots. Court documents filed today in Monroe County reveal a grand jury indicted 67-year-old Sharon Denson, 46-year-old Samantha Kyles, and 59-year-old Sarah Bennett for illegally filling out and submitting ballots during the Frisco City municipal election in August of 2025. Those same records show Denson changed seven people's ballots. Kyles altered four people's ballots, and Bennett changed nine people's ballots. The criminal charges follow a civil lawsuit that was filed last September by former Frisco City Mayor Alan Lang, who lost the August election. In it, Lang is challenging the vote count, saying 131 illegal absentee ballots were counted, which changed the results. According to the lawsuit, 85 people falsely claimed they would work a 10-hour shift on election day to justify voting absentee. 33 people claimed they were physically disabled and couldn't vote in person, and at least 13 people who didn't live in the town voted. The Alabama AG's office says the three suspects arrested today are facing a total of 17 counts of ballot harvesting and 20 counts of unlawful use of an absentee ballot.
This case is being prosecuted by the Special Prosecution Division for the State Attorney General. In Frisco City, Natalie Williamson, Fox 10.
Now, here's some important things to think about. It was municipal. Remember when I just got done telling you that the city of Phoenix doesn't have a Republican mayor in over 20 years? They start very small and then they work their way up nationally. I did a whole article. It's on your news about it. I did it a while ago when Carrie Lake lost her supposed election and how the Arizona GOP chair was trying to bribe her into stepping out of office and kept saying, oh, the people back east, the people back east. So they start small and they take your state little by little. So they're taking Maricopa County, or they're trying to. They've taken the city of Phoenix. They take all the major cities. And so I don't trust the city mayor's race. I don't trust the city council in Phoenix. You're telling me that in 20 years, no one ever got tired of being a Democrat run city? Then explain to me the midterms in the U.S. How is it that, like, almost every other election it flips? Like, people get tired of the same people in office. So explain that to me, and then trying to and justify how city elections never change. Come on. And there was a conviction out in Yuma County in Arizona about election fraud. That was a city council race, election fraud. They start small. They have to get the city, they have to get the county, then they get the state, and then they get the federal. I did a whole article on that. I hope you'll go back to yournews.com and see. Like, again, it's way back. It's way back. If you go to yournews.com, look for that search bar up at the very top of the right-hand corner and search Amber May. You can find my articles. You can also go to the AmberMayShow.com, go to the resource tab, go to the Maricopa County audit. It might be there too. I have tried to update that with not just Maricopa County audit stuff, but election fraud all over the state, all over the nation. And I should add this. I think I need to add this to that database. I try to keep up with it, but it's hard. You know, when you're a one man band trying to do everything. So multiple arrests were made in ballot fraud. And there was three women who were accused of rigging dozens of mail-in ballots. Why don't they want us to get rid of mail-in ballots? It's easier to rig. Look at 2000 mules. Hello. That's why they want to keep the mail-in ballots, and that's why they want to keep the illegals. And like we saw yesterday's show with Chuck Schumer, he said, well, if we have this AVAC, we're going to get rid of a lot of people off the voter rolls. You mean the dead people, the dogs that are registered, and the illegal aliens? You mean those people? It's the only people you have to be worried about that's leaving, that would be removed off the voter rolls. And then Kristi Noem reveals that Elon Musk helped her discover spyware that was installed on her and other officials' devices. So let's learn more about this. That's not a matter of national security, right?
It was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people and that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today.
What happened to the individual that was, had your phone that was being spied on? What happened to those individuals?
Fired. Brought in, polygraphed, fired. Yes, many of them out of that arm of the department that are in charge of security on laptops, phones. Also...
You think that's enough? We had to sweep
my office on a regular basis to make sure that there's not listening devices in it. It was very prevalent. And I think that what happened at this department was individuals had gotten away with for years spying on people who were politically appointed and trying to stop an administration that was coming in and trying to fix this country and keep us safe.
I believe that 100%. It's called the deep state. It's called the swamp. Of course, they don't want people like President Trump's agenda to move forward. So they're going to sabotage any which way. Why do you think they were phone tapping Cash Patel and Susie Wiles? I'm so happy that Cash Patel fired them. And I'm so glad that Kristi Noem fired them. And we don't even know the breadth and depth of the deep staters that are behind the scenes. But I'm glad they found that. I'm really happy that they found that and got rid of that person, found the spyware that's on there. Thank you, Elon Musk, for doing that. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to look at this really cute video of a dog. You know, this week we talked about dogs and we talked about how dogs are really supporting our law enforcement and our veterans. So there's a really cute video I want to show of a dog and his master. And also keep Dan Nunn and Terry Nunn in your prayers as they're dealing with a very difficult situation with their own dog. We'll be back right after this.
To celebrate our newest launch, Rev 7, I'm bringing you an amazing introductory offer, plus an exclusive overstock sale that you're not going to want to miss. Rev 7 is our premium energy drink that tastes great and gives you energy all day with no jitters and no crashes. That's because there's no sugar and no caffeine. I'm so sure you're going to love Rev 7 that for a limited time, you can try our three-pack absolutely free or check out our Percale bed sheets. I can't believe I'm even going to say this. Every color, every style, every size, only $29.88. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save 20% on our Rev 7 12-packs or try our introductory three-pack absolutely free. And our Percale bed sheets, all sizes, only $29.88, even the queens and kings. Inventory is extremely limited, so order now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Naomi Wolf, a best-selling author, CEO of Daily Cloud, and you're listening to The Amber May Show.
Let me tell you a quick story that's important to you and your family's health. In 1963, the FDA banned a promising new discovery in the fight against cancer. Laetril, also known as B17, was so popular among its consumers that some 70,000 plus Americans crossed into Mexico to smuggle it back into the United States, according to Newsweek. Laetril was under constant attack by big pharma, big media, big government. Sounds familiar? Kind of like ivermectin. And just like ivermectin, Laetril was both a solution and a problem. You see, Laetril is naturally found in 1,200 plus foods, including apricot seeds. So big pharma can't make money off of it, and that's a big problem. In the 70s, Sloan Kettering, an American Cancer Research Institute, found Laetril was successful at preventing cancer and stopping it from growing. That's according to numerous sources at Sloan Kettering and researchers for the movie Second Opinion. So what does this mean to you? Well, I'm going to give you a source for Laetril. So to find out more, go to the rncstore.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber May at checkout. And now we return to the show, already in progress. Thank you guys for being here today on the Amber May Show. Remember, give me a like, subscribe, and a follow if you're not doing so already. A like, subscribe, and a follow. And hey, right there below, you can hit the Rumble Premium button and have access to all premium content on Rumble with an ad-free experience for $10 a month. So Tuesdays are my premium days. And ask the people in the chat. They'll tell you. Maymay Renee's in there all the time. God Signpost is in there all the time. Definitely a May fan's in there all the time. I'm waiting for Professor Craig Muttley to join us all the time. And I'm waiting for you to join us all the time on premium day on Tuesday. So hit that button. But if $10 is a month, a lot from you. I get it. So right there in the Rumble chat, you can subscribe to this channel for $5 a month and have access to all of my premium content because we have fun. Like I'm more laid back on Tuesday and Thursday because I don't have, I have a 2-hour window. I don't have to get everything done because it has to be concise. I'm between Dan Nunn and Michael Schwartz and I have an hour. We got to kind of power through it. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed environment Tuesday and Thursday. I have 2 hours, you know, so I can kind of like relax a little bit. You'll see me spicy in there sometimes. You'll see me just joke around and have fun sometimes. Then you'll see someone like Wendy Wild or Professor Craig Muttley just get me belly laughing with their comments. They're so funny. You guys are hilarious. Like I said in yesterday's show, some of you guys could compete against a rising star, you know, against Dr. Michael Schwartz on stage with your comedy routine. Guys are great. Okay, so here is this cute dog moment. You know, dogs are great. You're having a bad day. They don't care. They're going to love you. They're going to come and they're going to be happy to see you and they're going to want to snuggle up right next to you. Check it out.
Hey.
Justice.
He's like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
That was an intense fall. That was cute. It's like, okay, I'm here now. That's it. Plop. It was cute. Dogs are special. They're very special creatures. So enjoy your furry companion when you can. All right. Department of War officially put Scouting America on notice. This is good news we can all use. You know, I kind of feel bad for Boy Scouts. Girls have Girl Scouts and boys just have Scouts, and anyone can join. I mean, boys need their time too. Just like girls and men in women's sports, no, women need to have their own sports so they can compete, not get hurt physically by the strength of the biological male. But boys also need their time to be boys away from girls. So here's Pete Hegseth.
For more than a century, Boy Scouts of America prepared over 130 million American boys to make moral and ethical choices, not just during their formative years, but for a lifetime as they grew into men. The first few words of the Scout Oath exemplify this. Quote, "On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country." The Boy Scouts are embedded in our communities. They're sponsored by community organizations, service clubs, and churches. Many Boy Scouts have gone on to senior leadership positions in their communities and business in our nation's military and as elected representatives in local, state, and national office. Six Boy Scouts have been elected President of the United States. 11 of the 12 men to walk on the moon, Boy Scouts. Boy Scout training focused on responsible citizenship, character and leadership development, patriotism, personal fitness, self-reliance, faith, and a wide range of outdoor skills. It was a great program, and the department, this department, had a close relationship with the Scouts almost since its inception, as many troops meet on military bases. After 2012, however, the Boy Scouts lost their way, and a once great organization became gravely wounded. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, crept in. The name was changed to Scouting America. Girls were accepted. The focus on God as the ruler of the universe was watered down to include openness to humanism and earth-centered pagan religions. Scouting became an organization that no longer supported and celebrated boys. They even welcomed the destructive myth of gender fluidity and transgenderism to infiltrate their membership. Along the way, standards were lowered and merit destroyed in favor of an insidious, radical, woke ideology that is anti-America and anti-American. The result, membership cratered. Americans didn't want this. In 1970, 10 million boys participated in Boy Scouts. Currently, less than 1 million boys and girls participate. Further, many of these community organizations that once supported Scout troops, they withdrew their support. And Scouting America, the parent organization, filed for bankruptcy protection. The changes Scouting America made since 2012 have also jeopardized the relationship with this department. And I was very seriously considering ending our support of Scouting altogether. We have a department to protect, after all. Beyond that, the policies Scouting America have in place violate President Trump's Executive Order 14173, entitled Ending Illegal Discrimination and Restoring Merit-Based Opportunity. But before making this big change, I decided to meet with the current Scouting leadership to convey our deep concerns. Based on that face-to-face conversation and subsequent conversations, Scouting America agreed to make several key reforms. And let me briefly highlight a few of them. First, Scouting America has agreed to comply immediately with the provisions of Executive Order 14173. This includes reviewing and replacing politicized, divisive, and discriminatory language throughout the organization, programs, and all publications. No more DEI, zero. Second, the, quote, citizen in society merit badge that encourage Scouts to explore diversity, equity, inclusion, and identity. They always mask it under a name that sounds great, but it's doing something else. And then asks those Scouts to engage in activism on those topics. That badge has been discontinued. Third, Scouting America will modify its policy to make clear that membership will be based solely on biological sex at birth and not gender identity. That means that the application, any application, will have only two sex designations, male and female, and the application must match the applicant's birth certificate. Scouting will also make clear that biological boys and girls will not be allowed to occupy or share intimate spaces together, toilets, showers, tents, anywhere like that. Fourth, Scouting America will honor those who serve by waiving the registration fees for children of active duty, guard, and reserve families. Should have happened a long time ago. Fifth, in partnership with the War Department, Scouting America will introduce a new military service merit badge. These and other changes that Scouting America's leadership committed to, in that room right over there, will hopefully result in a rededication to the foundational ideals that have defined Scouting for generations: duty to God and country, leadership, character, and service. However, as President Reagan famously said, trust but verify. This agreement is new, and the department's support for Scouting America is contingent on them making substantial progress toward reaching these and many other positive changes in the next 6 months. At that time, we'll vigorously review progress and decide whether or not to continue our support. The onus is squarely on Scouting America to deliver. If we're unsatisfied with Scouting America's progress toward and commitment to the agreed upon reforms, we will find them in violation.
Okay. So that's some interesting news. I mean, really, way to go, Pete Hegseth. Give the boys back. I mean, they're still going to allow girls in there, but you know what I mean? Like, this is good news. This is in the right direction. I know we're running down to the end of our program here, and I did want to cover a little bit about what was happening with the Epstein case and President Bill Clinton. So CNBC is saying Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein. I saw nothing. I did nothing, of course. We talked about it on yesterday's episode that their amnesia was going to come up. I mean, they were going to have massive amnesia. So former President Bill Clinton was set to tell the Oversight Committee on Friday morning in his testimony about Jeffrey Epstein that I saw nothing, I did nothing, which didn't surprise me at all because we kind of figured that's what they would say. And then here's some Hillary Clinton was asked about from the media, surprisingly, about Ghislaine Maxwell and how she came to her daughter's wedding. So here's her response. And, you know, every time she's speaking, she's lying.
James Matthews from Sky News. Can I ask, why was Ghislaine Maxwell invited to the daughter Chelsea Clinton's wedding in 2010? She'd already been mentioned in a civil lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre before that. Jeffrey Epstein had already been convicted before that.
She came as the plus one, the guest of someone who was invited.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all. That was a smart answer, right? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that was what really happened. Sure. That was a good answer, though. And her Mark Elias attorney probably told her exactly what to say, because how can you dispute that? And here's Hillary Clinton, and she is talking about she breaks the silence on her Jeffrey Epstein, and she's probably going to blame people on this. So let's just listen to what she has to say.
Based on what I knew. And what I knew is what I said in my statement this morning. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him. I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually as an acquaintance. But whatever they asked me, I did my very best to respond. It was
a lot about, I don't recall, I don't recall, I don't recall, I don't. Her amnesia really, really took center stage.
Pointing that they refused to hold a public hearing, so I wouldn't have to be out here characterizing it for you. You could have seen it for yourself. We had asked for that. We think it would have been better for the committee and its efforts to gather whatever information they are seeking. We had a bit of a challenge in the beginning because we had agreed upon rules based on the fact it was going to be a closed hearing at their demand. And one of the members violated that rule which was
Laura Boulevard, Laura, you know who I'm talking about, from Colorado. She took a picture and sent it to Benny Johnson, okay? And then they're trying to spin it as they broke the rules, and they're just trying to do anything to get from out from under having to be in this testimony. Now, what she also did is the smear campaign. She tried to take Donald Trump and keep throwing him in there and smearing him and throwing him under the bus to deflect her and Bill Clinton's involvement with the Epstein, with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Let's not forget Pizzagate. She was very much a part of Pizzagate. Do not forget about that. So I told you way before the Epstein file came out about Donald Trump, I told you the story. I told you how he called law enforcement officers on Jeffrey Epstein when he found out Jeffrey Epstein was trying to solicit his young employees. I already told you about that, and it's in the Epstein file. And so he's been cleared. He's been vindicated, but she wants to deflect and the smear campaign.
Very upsetting, because it suggested that they might violate other of our agreements. So we had to cease the hearing for a period of time until we could get assurances that no rules would be broken going forward.
But you're allowed to break rules and break laws. You're allowed to, because you're Hillary Rodham Clinton and you have powerful friends, but the rest of us can't, right? Give me a break. So your news, I'm just kind of running through this really quickly as we head out because running out of time, but your news is reporting that Bill Clinton is to face House subpoena in a closed door Epstein deposition today. So former President Bill Clinton is set to testify under congressional subpoena before the House Oversight Committee as part of its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein one day after Hillary Clinton completed a six-hour deposition. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to provide sworn testimony Friday before the House Oversight Committee as part of his ongoing investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, becoming the first former president to testify under a congressional subpoena. The deposition will take place behind closed doors in Chappewaka, New York, the Clinton's hometown. Since when is that the Clinton's hometown? I thought they were the governor of Arkansas. Then they move to Washington, D.C. Then suddenly out of nowhere, she appears to be the senator of New York. Whatever. Funny how that worked out for her. Oversight Committee James Comer insisted on in-person recorded deposition rather than written statements. Very good. Or sworn declarations submitted remotely. According to committee officials, the depositions are part of a broader inquiry into Epstein's association and any potential connections to public officials. The Clintons have not been accused of criminal wrongdoing. So following her testimony, Clinton told reporters that she did not believe her husband was aware of Epstein's criminal conduct during their interaction, of course. And then I wanted to play something, but I'm running out of time, where it basically Benny Johnson talks about what I said yesterday, that they're witnessing the fall of the Epstein network of global elites. He thinks it's just the beginning, and we've already seen Prince Andrew, his title taken away and arrested. Ambassador Peter Mandelson arrested. Bill and Hillary Clinton grilled under oath. Bill Gates cancels events and confessed. Obama lawyer resigns from Goldman Sachs. Thomas Pritzker resigns as Hyatt CEO. The World Economic Forum we talked about yesterday, CEO resigned. Larry Summers resigned from Harvard. And then the former Norway prime minister attempted suicide after the investigation was announced. And then Peter Attia resigned from CBS News. I wanted to cover that, but I didn't. So here's just a couple minutes of him saying what I was talking about.
Explosive Epstein testimony as Republicans reveal game plan. Peter Mandelson is arrested by the police amid probe into alleged misconduct in public life. So there has now been a series, one after another, of major arrests, major departures, major collapses in careers. You know, Larry Summer just left Harvard yesterday. This is Obama's Treasury Secretary. Kathy Rumler, Obama's personal lawyer inside of the White House, she got canned from Goldman Sachs. Now a math teacher from Harvard is put on leave, along with the absolute and total pillaging of multiple different departments and staffs throughout the Ivy Leagues.
There was no justice for these people. When you think of the prime ministers, princes, and presidents, all involved in this trafficking of kids and raping of kids. And there was a great video that I wanted to play, but I don't have time. And it was of Tim Burchett. And he kind of talked about the raping of kids. We say it nicely, trafficking. No, it's raping of kids. It's raping of kids. And so who was going to protect them when all the heads of state? That's why we talk about the attorney generals and the top cops so much. Because if the top people, the top officials that have the power to do something are so corrupt not doing it, then where does that leave the rest of us? Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. Join me on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. And we will go into the Michael Short Show. Take care, friends. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.